Please help us finish in the black financially for the 9th consecutive year by making a year-end tax-deductible gift. With 3 weeks left, we're $54,000 short of expenses. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues, etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of Issues, etc., at the end of 2016. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. The New York Times has this headline: abortion is found to have little effect on women's mental health. It is citing an article in the Journal of the American Medical Association Psychiatry that was conducted over a five-year period, and it was 1,000 participants, and it seems to show that actually, if a woman gets turned away from an abortion clinic when she wants one, there's more at least immediate detrimental psychological and emotional effects than if she actually has the abortion. What does this say? Does it disprove what pro-lifers have been saying for so long, that abortion hurts women mentally and emotionally as well? Are there flaws in the study? Carol Tobias, president of Natural Right to Life, based in Washington, D.C., joins us. Carol, welcome back.
Thanks. It's great to be back, Todd.
So does this new study disprove what pro-lifers have been saying about the detrimental emotional and psychological effects of abortion on women who have them?
It does not. First of all, I want to make sure that everyone understands the study was done by the University of California, San Francisco. They are the abortion training center of the country. That's where they are promoting all kinds of new ways and new ideas to perform abortions. So they have an automatic bias going into this, wanting to prove that abortion is okay and doesn't hurt women. With that being said, their survey found that within a week after being denied an abortion for whatever reason, women are highly traumatized and depressed and anxious and frustrated because they wanted this abortion and couldn't get it. The fact is that even a week after the abortion, 35% of the women who didn't get the abortion had already decided that it was a good thing they didn't get that abortion. But also, it's normal for a week after a woman has been denied an abortion for her to be upset because that was her plan, and the plan got changed on her. So yes, she's going to be frustrated and anxious. But like I said earlier, 35% of the women who were denied abortions had decided it was a good thing.
Even if this were ironclad, a 25-year study with 10,000 participants, and it could show the data beyond a shadow of a doubt, and then it wasn't produced at a university that obviously has a dog in the race, even if it could show that women show no detrimental effects whatsoever from abortion, would that change the ethics of abortion itself?
It would not. Whether or not women are harmed from the abortion, the act still takes the life of an innocent unborn child, and abortion should not be allowed, even if no women had problems. But we know that they do. This study is countered by other studies showing that women do have psychological and emotional problems. A study in Finland that showed women who get abortions are 6 times more likely to commit or try to commit suicide than women who have not had abortions. All of us probably know someone who's had an abortion and know they've been affected by it.
There are a couple of questions I had in the time that we have left here, and that is, does the longitude of this study, is it sufficient to study the long-term effects of a woman who decides to have the life of her child taken during the pregnancy? Should it be longer?
No. This study followed women 5 years after, you know, the abortion or not getting the abortion, and tried to make that the standard. But there are a lot of women who don't know until maybe 10 years later. It might have been a 16-year-old girl who got an abortion and she might have been part of the study. 5 years later, she might not really think that much about it. But when she is 26 or 30 and trying to have a baby and can't get pregnant or is having a problem that something may have being followed by the abortion, that is not part of the study. We know too many women who later in life are traumatized by the abortion, and I'm not saying every woman is, but this study is trying to deny that women do have complications following the abortion, and it just cannot be accepted at face value.
What would you say to a woman who says, well, I was kind of worried about it because I thought I might feel guilty, and now this study seems to open the pathway for me if I ever find myself in that position? With about a minute, what would you say to such a woman?
I would encourage her not to go through with the abortion. There are certainly women who can do this and not have any problems or consequences, but there are too many other women who have had the abortion and have had to deal with the psychological, emotional, and physical complications that arise from the abortion. Women should be told that this is a possibility, and I would encourage any woman just not to do it. Your life may be strange or difficult at this moment, and the baby is not what was going to be in your plan, at least not at this time, but that can all change. I would just please, any woman listening who is considering abortion, don't do it.
Carol Tobias is president of National Right to Life, based in Washington, D.C. We will post a link to National Right to Life at issuesetc.org. Click listen on demand. Carol, keep up the good work, and thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks, Todd.
In Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., we're going to talk gender equality. There is something called the parity paradigm, or the paradigm for parity. What it's calling for is by 2030, big businesses will have in the upper echelons of their executive offices 50% men, 50% women. Women are not at 50% now. And in the next 15 years or so, these companies want to see those women there. And then they say that will be a step toward gender equality. Is the whole concept of gender equality a little messed up? And can it be measured simply by the high-powered jobs, the 14-hour work days, and the big salaries, and the amount of time spent away from the family? We'll talk about gender equality with Suzanne Venker in Hour 2 of Issues, Etc.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.